Bring up whatever's on your mind, toll free at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll free line. That's 800-259-9231. As we roll into hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. So do enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. I said we'd talk about our friend Lauren Canario here in New Hampshire. She has been arrested yet again. If you're not familiar with Lauren, go do a Google search on her, because she is an amazing lady. In fact, she is one of my heroes. She's in her early 50s. I think she's maybe 50 or 51, something like that. And she has moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project with her husband, Jim. And she is one of the best civil disobedience activists here in the state of New Hampshire.
And she's just one of the nicest people you could ever interact with.
Such a sweet, calm, wonderful lady.
Yes.
And she's been arrested now, gosh, I'm starting to lose track. She was arrested a couple times down in Connecticut, where she lived before she moved here. She'd actually moved to Connecticut from Nevada, specifically for the purpose of helping defend the rights of the homeowners in the Kelo case. You may recall from a couple years ago, the Supreme Court came down with a decision that said it is okay for your local governments to take people's property and turn that property over to private owners. That's what was going on in the Kelo case, where seven homeowners were being threatened with having their property confiscated by the state, and because they didn't want to sell. They didn't want to sell their properties. They'd had it for generations, many of the property owners, and you know, it's their property. They put their life's work into it. They thought it was pretty important. And so they took it all the way to the Supreme Court. They lost. Lauren Canario showed up to help them defend their freedom. She helped. She was there totally by their consent. And she was arrested once for standing in a stairwell while she was attempting to get into a city council meeting, which they had shut off from any more public getting into the meeting because they didn't want dissenters in there. They arrested her for standing in a stairwell. Then they also arrested her for sitting on the front porch of one of the houses that was owned by the Kelo 7, one of the Kelo 7. She was just sitting there reading a book, and the cops came by and arrested her for it. So she spent time in jail down there in Connecticut. She's since moved up here to New Hampshire, where she was arrested by the feds recently as she attempted to go and visit the Ed and Elaine Brown household because the feds had set up an illegal roadblock actually checking people's papers and asking them questions about where they were going to on this road that Ed and Elaine Brown live, which, of course, is a couple that's holed up in their home in Plainfield, New Hampshire, refusing to turn themselves into the federal government. And Lauren has gone to their house many a time. So this was just yet another visit she was attempting to pay to them. But the feds arrested her. And she was also arrested by the feds here in Keene at the IRS office for standing in the IRS office with a V mask on. You know, V from V for Vendetta. And so that's at least four times that I can think of. Now she's been arrested a fifth time. And she's not dangerous. She's not violent. She's not loud. She's trying to live free. See, Lauren's she's so crazy. She thinks she's a free person, right? She thinks that she can go around and go about her business without, you know, as long as she's not harming anybody else's person or property, she thinks that she should be able to be free. And I think she's right. She should be. But the police disagree with her. And so the other night, her and her husband were on their way home from the gathering of Free Staters in Manchester, New Hampshire. It was about, I think, 1 in the morning. And the cops pulled them over, where they then asked her for driver's license, registration, and all that. And, well, Lauren, I mean, I don't want to put words into her mouth. She's not here to speak for herself. And until she is, we'll probably have her on to talk about it when she gets out of jail. But from what I understand, she thinks that, and I agree with this, she thinks that going to the government and begging them for permission to be able to drive doesn't make you a free person. And so she figures, well, she's a safe driver because she's been driving for a long time. So if she just drives, then what's the problem with that? She's not harming anybody else. She's not putting anybody else in danger by being a safe driver on the roads. It's just that the state gets upset when you don't go and ask their permission to drive with their spiffy little driver's license and their registration and their tags that they want to put all over your vehicle.
Now, this scares some people. Some people, they don't like the idea of not mm-hmm. having driver's licenses and that sort of thing. If I'm not mistaken, most states, it's more recent that states started getting driver's licenses, isn't it?
When you say recent, what do you mean?
I
within
said
the last
more recent,
50 years?
I don't recall. I know that we've talked about it on the show before, and I can't remember.
The driver's license?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
I don't recall it.
I'm positive that we've spoken of that before.
I don't know.
But it's been a while.
I doubt you needed a driver's license back in the days of the horse and buggy, but that's just me speculating. I'm just speculating on that. I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
Now, if you know more, you can call in and clarify for us at 800-259-9231. Or if you're outraged by the fact that an American would dare to drive in their vehicle, dare to drive in their car without having a government permission slip, we'd love to hear from you as well at 800-259-9231. The charges, and she still sits in prison. This happened on late Tuesday night. She was charged with speeding, an unregistered vehicle, having a suspended license, disobeying an officer, and apparently charged with resisting arrest, which that doesn't seem likely.
She doesn't resist arrest. She just stops cooperating. She just drops and lets them take her in.
Right. Lauren Canario.
She doesn't fight.
This is one of the reasons why she's probably the best civil disobedience activist in the state, is that she has a wonderful tactic of non-cooperation with the police. When the police are arresting her, she does not assist them in any way. Most people, they're deathly afraid of the police, and for good reason. They're violent individuals who could snap at any moment, and you never... I mean, it's like dealing with a rabid dog.
I am deathly afraid of
the
police.
And you've been harassed by them many a time in the past, but that's a whole other story. So people in general are frightened to death of the police. So when the police are arresting them, they don't want the police to crack them over the head with a baton or taser them or pepper spray them in the face or do whatever awful things they could do and that they've done to others in the past. So people go along with the police. If the police want to put them in handcuffs, they put their hands behind their back. If people want them to travel from one place to another, they walk with the police. There's only two methods of operation for most people in America when it comes to dealing with the police. To fight the police, you know, if they're chasing you, to actually try to fight them off.
Run away from them.
And run away and that sort of thing, which they're going to catch you eventually, and then you will get a beat down if you're trying to fight the police. So most people either choose to fight and run, or they choose to just obey. They just obey everything the police tell them to do. Lauren doesn't do either. She doesn't fight them. She doesn't physically resist them. But she also doesn't obey them. So when they want her to do something, they have to manipulate her physically in order to get her to do it. So if they want her to get from point A to point B, they have to lift her up and carry her. Or in some cases, put her into a wheelchair and wheel her around.
And they do not like that.
Certainly not. They complain. Most of these police are, you know, when you get into the police force, you're buff. You know, you're the new 20-year-old recruit from the police squad. And you're getting into the force and you're looking good and hot and your shaved head and everything.
And then after 50 years of donut eating, you're a little different.
Right. You haven't really been working out every day.
Well, there's no requirement to. In fact, do you recall the story where there was a police officer, a chief of some sort, who asked to possibly have them, like, get up in shape, and they got really upset. Do you remember
that?
Yes,
I recall that.
Something about jelly rolls or something. He made a comment.
Yeah, he made sort of a jokey comment about his squad being overweight and out of shape.
Which, go look at police
squads. Didn't they bring a lawsuit on him for it?
Yeah, I think they...
You've hurt our feelings! We're the police! We're the best at everything we do!
Yeah.
That sort of mentality. So Lauren doesn't help them. She doesn't help them move her around. She doesn't help them put the handcuffs on. But she doesn't resist. So I don't believe that that she actually was resisting the cops, because I've seen Lauren being arrested before, and I know exactly what she does. And it's absolutely brilliant. So she's currently in jail. They've impounded her vehicle, which is a fairly new vehicle. It's the yellow one that she drives around, which looks like it's brand new within the last couple of years. And they're threatening that apparently unless the vehicle is registered, which means you have to ask the state's permission to have it in the state, unless it becomes registered, they're going to hold on to it and charge her $50 a day for every day they hold on to the vehicle. And of course, she's in jail, so she couldn't go to register the vehicle she wanted to. They brought her to arraignment, I think, yesterday in Manchester or Concord, and she, of course, doesn't talk to them either. She doesn't help them in any way. If they ask her who she is, she won't tell them who she is. If they ask her to sign bail paperwork, she won't sign it. She doesn't want anybody to show up and pay. I think it's a $10,000 bond that she's being held on right now. You can believe that? $10,000 for not having a driver's license?
Yeah. That shows there's something a little fishy.
Yeah, this is just a messed up situation we're in this country. And if you think it's okay that they arrested Lauren Canario, would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Whatever's on your mind, toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. SavvyRest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, you bring up what you want. It's Demi Love calling from Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Hi, Demi Love. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple things. I'll go through them pretty quickly. First of all, you read my letter about a month ago, and I never really emailed you or called you back to thank you, so I really appreciate that.
What letter it was. What was
the wine shipments in Illinois, and the governor finally signed it, so we can't get any retailers to ship to us anymore.
Well, that's right. You have to buy your wine from within the state. You have to buy from businesses that are in the state of Illinois. You can no longer purchase
from the internet. Or from the wineries directly, which actually isn't bad, but there's
some retailers
that offer better deals.
Yeah, that's a protection racket. They're protecting the in-state businesses from competition, and that's a pretty outrageous story. I do recall that. So what's on your mind tonight?
A couple things. Now, this first thing, it's very tongue-in-cheek, so I want you to understand that right away. I have an issue with one of your sponsors.
Okay, it may not be one of our sponsors, but who is it, and what is the issue?
Well, it's not really the sponsor itself. I'm sure their product is great. I'm sure their product is great, and it's funny because you just did it with the mattress people.
Savvy Rest.
You know, I download the show, and I kind of play it back as I'm going to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm hearing this every night. It's like, you know, are there creepy, crawly things in your mattress? You know, is your mattress trying to kill you?
Well, you do know that there are creepy crawlies all over your mattress, right? And your skin, too.
They probably are.
I just don't need to be reminded of it every night. But that's just me. That's just when I listen to the show and I said, that's tongue-in-cheek and that's not the main thing tonight.
Well, just to address that, though, Julia and I do sleep on the SavvyRest mattress.
It is really comfortable.
And it is very
nice. It's a great mattress. So I don't mean to diss a sponsor, but I just find your ad copy a little humorous.
Okay, well, very good. And hey, you've taken notice of it, and that's what's important, right? That you heard the name of the sponsor, and that eventually you might decide if you need a new mattress to go to SavvyRest. All right, so what else?
Probably. Well, the big thing is about the jurors. I'm wondering what you guys think about. I know the system right now is not perfect, but I'm wondering what you guys think of professional jurors or having a system, like a network of professional jurors. Say you take a test, and maybe those street of jurors people you had on about a month ago could even write some of the questions and, you know, basic things about the law and about being a juror. And if you pass the test, then you go into the pool. And then, you know, only those people who pass the test can be jurors because they volunteered to be part of the system in the first place. What do you think of that?
I have a couple of thoughts. I think that what you might be getting at, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that the system of jury duty we have right now, where you can actually be fined if you don't participate, is silly because we are not supposed to have any sort of involuntary servitude.
Mm.
So a voluntary system would be better. Is that sort of one of the lines
you're
speaking
along? If you're going to volunteer and you're willing to do some work to get yourself familiar with the law, at least make it worth your while to be part of the pool in the first place.
Well, the problem with what you're pointing out is that you're talking about it under government system. And
I know that.
What you're going to end up with there, I would like to change the government system entirely, if not get rid of it. But in our current system today, the problem you're going to run into is the people that are going to volunteer for jury duty are going to be the people with an axe to grind. So the people that hate prostitutes, for instance, or the people that hate drug dealers, or whatever their issue is, whatever their pet issue is, that's why they're going to go to jury duty. For instance, so I could give you a real life example. There's a group of people down in Sarasota, Florida, where I used to live, and I can't remember the name of the group, but essentially it's a group of busybodies. And what they do is they go and they have their own little. It's called Court Watch or Judicial Watch, I think. No, Court Watch. Anyway, what they do is they have their little Court Watch T-shirts, their yellow shirts, and they all get together and they put on their shirts and then they go into the courtroom. Now they're not jurors, but what they do is they go into the courtrooms where there are trials of drug dealers and prostitutes and other consensual criminals. They go into these courtrooms and they sit in the audience. And the judges and the prosecutors and everybody knows who they are. There have been newspaper articles written about them. They make themselves very obvious. They all sit together. They've got their little yellow shirts on with their logo. And the purpose of that is they believe that by sitting in the courtrooms, the judges acknowledge their presence in their head, and they give out more harsh consequences as a result of the citizen interest group sitting there in the courtroom. Now, you can better believe that this group of busybodies that hates drug users and that sort of thing, they would absolutely be Johnny on the spot to sign up for whatever this professional jury duty thing that you're talking about. And, of course, the government likes people like them because it wants to put people in jail cells for as long as possible. So, of course, they would pass the tests. And, in fact, the system you're describing is somewhat similar to what we have today.
The only
jurors are paid, and they do get tested.
The only difference being that you can actually be fined if you don't go.
That's correct. So I just don't think your system is going to make today, your idea is going to make today's system any better. Any final thoughts?
Well, I'm just thinking a lot of FTL listeners and a lot of these free-to-jurors type people would jump into a chance to be part of a pool like this, and they can offset the group of people you just described.
I think you're right, but again, the state's in charge of who gets on the jury pool. So even if people that listen to this show and that understand jury nullification, that understand that they can say not guilty based on if they agree with the law or not, even if people like that went in there and applied for these jobs, they would have to be dishonest in order to be approved in the first place, because the state is looking to eliminate people like us from jury pools, and it would be very, very slim odds you would be able to get onto a professional jury. Thanks for the call, Demi Love. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. State doesn't have any interest whatsoever in letting people that actually know a thing or two about jury duty onto juries. They want juries to be as ignorant of the process as possible. They want juries who are going to come in there and believe every single word the judge tells them. The judge is going to say, you have to judge the case based on the law, not your interpretation of the law. You have to judge based on the facts of the case, and that's it. I'm the judge. I'll interpret the law. And, you know, the judge just lies to the jurors. They just lie. And that's what they want. They want gullible jurors who they don't really want to be there that badly, and they'd rather go home, just give them a guilty verdict so we can go home, that sort of thing. People they can easily manipulate. That's what they want.
I've actually been called for jury duty on two separate occasions, and both times I didn't show up, and I never got anything.
You never called called with an excuse or anything like that?
No.
Hmm.
I had to work, and they were offering me like $30 instead of my work pay, and like, please, come on now. So I just forgot about calling them, and nothing ever came of it.
Be a warrant for your arrest.
Nothing ever came of it.
I've been called in twice.
I went to Canada, and they didn't have anything on my record, so.
I've been called in twice for jury duty, and both times they rejected me. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
800-259-9231, because you fill out a form that tells some of your interests and that sort of thing, and they reject you out of hand if you sound like you know a thing or two. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-449-0920. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-449-0920. 1-800-449-0920. That's 1-800-449-0920.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry! Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-300-8069. That's 1-800-300-8069. 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system, over 250,000 posts, lots to talk about, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with the phone calls here and talk to David in Athens, listening on WAIS. Hello, David.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great.
What's on your mind? I agree with you on the police are running this country, and it's going to turn into military police, and I'm afraid of them, too.
I don't blame you. They're very scary people, and we shouldn't be afraid of the police. The police are supposed to be protecting us.
Yeah, my dad was a policeman, and he scared me a lot.
Really? Did he beat you?
No. Okay. I didn't really know him. But
why was he so scary?
Well, he was in the military where he became a police officer, and he trained dogs how to be mean.
So how can we turn this around, David? What do you think what's it going to take?
We need to go back to the Constitution the way it was before.
Do you think that's possible? Do you think we can actually do that from this at this point? Have we not gone too far? Is it really possible to turn it around?
The way it's going, a lot of people will have to speak up to change things, but I think it can be done. Chances are slim.
Well, I'm glad you have a positive attitude. We need more people with that positive attitude, even in spite of the police violence and brutality and just outrageousness that we see across the country today. You still think it's possible to turn around? Being optimistic is really the only thing you can do. I mean, there's no point in being pessimistic and wallowing in your own self-pity. You really have to stay positive and get out there and do something to make a change. And I'm with you, David. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We need more people with that sort of mentality. We need more people with the attitude of, you know, we can turn this around. It's not too late. I don't believe it's too late. I mean, if I really believed it was too late, I'd be gone.
Yeah.
right? You and I were talking about that the other night, leaving the country. If, you know, things get too bad, then there's always the option of leaving.
Yeah, I'm not willing to go to any sort of gulag or anything like that.
But then again, that's the tricky part, see, Julia, is if indeed things are getting that bad, you really have to be careful about what time you decide to leave, if you're going to try to leave, because if they're getting that bad, inevitably they probably have cracked down on the borders, and
right.
It may become very difficult to leave. It may actually be easier to hide out in your own country, as far as, you know, getting a cabin in the woods or something like that, than actually trying to leave, or maybe not so much. Maybe running north to Canada would be easier. But nonetheless, it's a scary situation to think about. It's hard for people to imagine. They've been programmed in with this mentality that America is the land of the free. America is the land of the free. That can't happen here. We can't have a police state in America. This is what people think, but unfortunately, it seems like they're wrong. It seems like the police state is on the rise, and I think that you can make the argument we're already there. It's just they're not as oppressive as they could be yet.
Yeah.
And the key word being yet.
Most people live their lives, just go about their lives. They work, they come home, they have dinner with their family, those sorts of things. And if they haven't been bothered, if they haven't really experienced any sort of government oppression yet, they just don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're sort of free. I mean, it's not to the point of like 1984 yet, but...
And if the government oppresses somebody that is in their immediate vicinity, even if it's not them directly, sometimes they don't necessarily respond as I would hope that they would. So if your friend or family member gets arrested for, let's say, marijuana possession or something innocuous like that, many people will brush it off. Now,
right.
Some people like me, I get upset when my friends get in trouble for that sort of thing, and it just galvanizes me even further.
Most people have the attitude of... sort of, well, they were breaking the
law.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't like it, you should change the law.
Well,
we've tried.
It's very difficult to change laws.
Yeah, they've been trying that, trying to change the marijuana laws for decades in this country. And it's slow going.
Yeah.
If it's going at all.
Yeah.
And it's not really going at all.
No.
Because the states that have changed the laws, the feds come in and they still continue to arrest people and raid people. And it's just an awful situation we're in. But I'm glad David is keeping positive, because really that's all you can do. If you don't stay positive, and we talked about this last night on the show, ways that you can make your life more positive, easy ways to do it. You and I were watching The Secret recently, you picked up a few interesting tips from that as well. But if you don't stay positive, then you're just going to get... you're going to get bogged down by your own mind. You're going to be, you're going to find yourself in a state of depression, because it's easy to look at all of the stories. I mean, we started out the show with a story about the police arresting five middle-aged women for reading the Constitution in a public park. We followed that up with a story about the police harassing a man for holding a Ron Paul sign on the side of the road.
And somebody called in and said that was A-okay.
Right. And we followed up that with our friend Lauren Canario being arrested for trying to travel from point A to point B without asking the government for permission. I mean, the government is out of control. But if you let that really dig into your head, you'll go crazy. It will seem like an insurmountable task, because it seems like there's more of them than there are of us. And when I say that, I mean those of us who believe in liberty. And that may or may not be true.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of people who haven't really given it much thought or feel that way,
right.
But don't feel like they should speak out and that sort of thing. The silent majority, I believe, is what you call them.
Well, the trick is getting them to care and getting them to see these police state tactics that are going on here, and getting them to speak out and have the courage to stand up and defend the liberties of their friends and neighbors. Because, as Elaine Brown has pointed out, the wife of Ed Brown in her articles, if you don't stand up now, and this is, to paraphrase Pastor Martin Niemöller from World War II times, you know, first they came for the communists. Well, now they're coming for the immigrants, and they're coming for the drug dealers, and they're coming for, you know, you fill in the blank of the undesirable group that you might not personally like, where you can just easily look the other way as the federal government or state government comes in to arrest people, whether that be, again, immigrants or Muslims or whatever it is the boogeyman is that that the government has targeted today. When they go and they take those people out of their homes and disrupt their lives, you look the other way and you tell yourself, well, it's okay. Those people are criminals. They've done something wrong, and I'm a good person. I'm over here. I'm a law-abiding citizen. But then what happens when they outlaw something that you like to do? What happens when they outlaw...
how about smoking cigarettes in your apartment building in California?
Oh, my goodness. That's they're voting on that.
Yeah,
now, right?
If it's not officially illegal, I think that in one city it is. You can only smoke in a single family home, but now two other cities are looking at passing this, and I wouldn't be surprised if they passed.
Now, I don't know if it's an arrestable offense. They'll probably just fine people, but
it's arrestable if you don't pay the fine.
That much is true. And that's where we're going here. I mean, where the government is getting to the point where they're controlling your behavior in your own home. How far are we away from installing cameras in people's houses to make sure that they're treating their kids right? To make sure that...
How do you catch somebody smoking cigarette in their apartment, by the way? I mean...
You smell it.
Right, you smell it, but isn't there ways of preventing smell? I mean, when I was 16 and I used to smoke weed in my bedroom, my mom didn't know, or maybe she did, I don't know, but I used to shove things under the door and... cover up the vents.
Yeah, you can get a magnetic plate for the vents and that sort of thing. Sure.
There are ways around this.
And I'm sure you're going to have smokers end up moving together. What you'll probably do is they'll... Because...
Oh, it's like smoking apartment complexes.
Right. Like the sex offenders. They when the laws force them out of the cities because they can't live within 1,000 feet of a school zone, well, it ends up making it so all the sex offenders have to live together outside of town in a trailer park or something like that. And then you have all these weirdos living in close proximity to one another.
Not
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Smokers are weirdos.
No,
just
but
the sex.
But the principle is still the same.
Right.
The idea is that you're outlawing the different places these people can do these things. You're sort of turning them into a persecuted class, and they're going to gather together as a result.
Every day they create more and more criminals.
And these aren't criminals that are hurting anybody. They're criminals by law.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to point out. They're just making things up. They're just making criminals, essentially.
And that it needs to stop. Crimes should only be defined as offenses against another person or their property.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any state crimes. Crimes against the state.
Right. You should have to have a victim. You should have to have somebody who can press charges, not including state prosecutors. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still on the way. Looks like the first download case has completed. You know, all these people in America and around the world downloading songs, movies, that sort of thing. Well, one lady was charged and convicted. We'll give you the details. It's not good news. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's DRYING123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We've had hundreds of listeners sign up because, well, we give away the whole website. So if you want to help support us, this is a way to get us on more radio stations, to get more people listening to the message of freedom and liberty. That's what AMP stands for. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can do it with any major credit card, PayPal account. There are other options there as well. It's a great way to support the show for as little as $3 a month, and you do get some perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in line, AMP-only chat room, forum, and more. Learn about the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up today. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Frank in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank. Frank,
hello,
New York.
Hello, guys. Hey. Yeah, I just was thinking that when I turned on my computer and the program, that you gave donuts a really bad rap with the police.
Well,
those donuts are innocent. The
I
police
love
may
donuts.
Not be.
Ugh, I hate donuts. What do you mean? You had some donuts recently.
Yeah, I'm very about donuts. I worked at Dunkin' Donuts for like 8 months.
And they burned on you.
Yeah,
then.
I can't really eat donuts. It's very
well.
What I don't like is I don't like the filled donuts. Those,
yeah.
Those don't even count as donuts in my book. What about you, Frank? What's your favorite donut?
I've never had a bad donut, but I certainly have dealt with some pretty bad police officers. So I don't want to sort of mix apple and oranges there. But
come on, Frank. Give me your favorite donut. What kind?
I always like the strawberry glazed ones with sprinkles.
That sounds good.
That
glazed
sounds good.
Donut.
I've never had one, though.
Really?
But
strawberry glazed.
The issue I wanted to talk about tonight was the fact that there were 1,000 protesters that did a citizen's arrest on Bush at the UN when he was addressing the UN.
Okay.
And I thought it was really brilliant, and I just think that right now we have to do something legally to prevent this madman Bush from, you know, attacking Iran.
What can you do, Frank? I mean, the Democrats aren't going
to do a damn thing. We're going to have to demand that the court in The Hague, the PCIJ, tries Bush and his cabinet for war crimes. And I think until we can do that, the United States will have no standing in the community of nations. Literally, I mean that.
I think you need to
if
take
our
things
Congress
in your own hands.
And Senate can't do their constitutional duty of impeachment, then it's time that the PCIJ in The Hague tries Bush as a war criminal and his cabinet and Cheney to prevent, you know, World War III. And I really mean that. I think we're at a crucial time, and it's going to be much the same when Hillary's elected next year.
While I agree with you, and I agree with you, Frank, I would love it if George Bush and his cronies got into some sort of trouble for the things they've done. I won't lower myself to going and begging some world government to do that sort of thing for me. I'll take matters in my own hands and just not pay the federal government anything. And I'll speak out against them. But
yeah, what did you hear about that case out in Nevada whereby the MSNBC and all the news has blocked out the fact that the IRS lost 106 counts against four traders of gold and two corporations that refused to,
withhold
payment of the tax from employees.
What it was 160 counts, 161 of them actually. They lost every single one, and it was an employer or two that were paying their employees in gold and silver, and the IRS didn't quite know what to do about that, and they won. And you're right, the media has been shutting it out. Frank, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, issues. Who wants to talk about issues? We can talk donuts, pastries. I like the sugary ones. The
Lays?
Ones with the white sugar.
Oh, the powdered sugar. Those are my favorite when I was a kid. And then I graduated to the glazed strawberry frosting with sprinkles.
It's too much. It's too decadent for me.
No, it's really not that decadent, though.
Yeah, it just sounds decadent.
No, it's not that decadent.
Not
it's actually fairly simple.
I'm not used to glaze on... now, you're talking about, like, frosting?
Yes, frosting.
I'm not used to that on donuts.
Frosted donuts are the best. If you're going to go donuts, frosted's the way to go.
Julia has such a sweet tooth. She has the sweetest tooth I have ever come across. And I say donuts are sweet enough on their own. You don't need frosting to
now,
go on.
I like cake donuts and stuff, too. And like I said, I'm not really a donut fan at all. But when I used to work at Dunkin' Donuts, we were allowed to take donuts home. And I always took a strawberry frosted with sprinkles home.
Did you do the donuts and coffee thing?
No, like dunk them in coffee?
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee, really.
No, me neither. I never really understood that one. I was kind of like a donuts and milk guy.
Right. When I was younger, I used to like to drink tea with milk and sugar in it. And I used to like to dunk donuts in that.
I also like the cinnamon donuts.
Cinnamon are good.
They're similar to the powdered sugar, but they're cinnamon, and that makes them better.
That was actually the only redeeming value of church when I was a kid. There was a free donut table, and I always used to look forward to a powdered sugar donut.
I don't remember. I've blocked out most of my church
and
experiences.
And orange juice.
So I don't really remember if I ever got
free
donuts
from church.
That's
all I remember pretty much about church is the donuts.
1-800-259-9231, your thoughts on donuts. Are you in favor of the... Are you in favor of the filled donuts? I want to hear from somebody that actually likes those things.
What I don't like about them is it's just so much filling because it's like a whole donut size filled with cream. It's too much.
Right. I want to have a donut. I want to have a yummy pastry, not the nasty cream or whatever it is that they're putting in there.
Right. And there's jelly filled. There's Bavarian cream filled, Boston cream donuts.
Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Craig, listening in Loma Linda, California on KCAA. Hello, Craig. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys? Good to hear you. Good show. Good network. I like the balance on the network. First time I've heard your show this week. I've heard it a few days now.
Take some time out if you get a chance and call KCAA during the daytime, during business hours, and thank them for airing Free Talk Live. We're actually on a test basis on the station right now. They haven't officially added the show. They're just sort of testing us out. So call them up and tell them thanks and tell them you want to hear more Free Talk Live.
Oh, I will. And they'll listen. They're a good station.
Yeah, they are. What's on your mind?
Well, I just had a question. I wanted to pick your brain on this. And don't worry, I'm not trying to trick you guys because I know you might think that at first. But
well, we can handle trickery, too.
I know. Yeah, you can. About those people that start complaining about their neighbors, you know, smoking cigarettes in their homes, things like that. Now, of course, I would never want to ban someone smoking in their own home and stuff.
Right.
And so the kind of person who complains saying, oh, the smoke's entering my home, I mean, you kind of know as a reasonable human that they're either lying or they're tricking their own selves to think that. I mean, but where would you draw the line? Let's say a guy installed an industrial-strength beef smoker in his house. Then what do you do? Because then you really do have a lot of smoke.
Now, are you talking about an apartment complex or a house?
Well, it really doesn't matter for the purposes of my question, but you know, because at a
why
certain point,
matter?
At a certain point, it there is a property intrusion, you know.
Wait,
and I don't
wait, hold on. Now, with the law we were talking about was the Belmont, California law. They're looking at that will ban smoking in any connected building, so apartment complexes, duplexes.
Yeah, that's insane. I'm with you guys there. That's totally insane.
But now you're saying that there's a problem with somebody with a smoker in their own home that's not connected to another home.
I was just wondering where you draw the line, because let me ask you this: the reason I thought this up is what about when people mow their lawns at 5 a.m. On a Saturday morning? I mean, that's huge decibels that are coming in through my window, and I'm sure there's machines that can analyze how much stuff is crossing the property decibel-wise. And I am in favor of banning certain things, but I think you got to watch. You got to kind of watch yourself, don't you?
Well, I'm actually personally all for banning things. I'm just not for the government banning things. I'm for private property owners setting their own rules and neighborhood organizations setting their own
sure.
rules.
Sure, deed restrictions could absolutely handle the noise complaint thing. And, you know, if you're somebody like me, I don't want deed restrictions. I don't want some group of busybodies telling me how high my bushes have to be and the grass and the paint of the house and all of that. So I will live in an area where there aren't any deed restrictions and just take the risk. I mean, there are people that drive by my house with a thudding bass late at night. Whatever, that's fine. If it really bugs me, I can put earplugs in, or I can go and move to a place where there are those deed restrictions, or I can move to a place where, you know, my house isn't right next to the road, it is instead 100 feet away from the road, or 1,000 feet away behind trees and all that sort of thing. So there are some methods, there are some things that you can do personally.
So if you don't have money, you're screwed. You got to just shut up.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. Once again, it would be apartment complexes could very easily set rules
right.
for that sort of thing.
And
if there was demand for quiet, then no
doubt. What about when it's two adjacent properties with different owners?
Well, once again, then you really need to pay attention to where you're moving to. I don't think that you should look to the government to solve your little property disputes as far as, he hasn't got his music too loud.
Right. Now, I'm not the type to complain about that, but, you know, it is against human decency at the very least to mow your lawn as your leaf blower.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm just saying we need to come up with more creative ways than calling the cops on somebody for something like that.
I agree with you there. I'm not going to call the police.
You know, getting into voluntary agreements with one another and interlocking agreements and that sort of thing. And ostracism works as well, you know. I mean, if those people that are blasting their music are renting from somebody, then their landlord needs to be informed about that. And let the landlord handle that particular situation. If the landlord doesn't want to handle it, then he should be ostracized. People should move out. And, you know, there are ways to handle it that don't involve calling the cops. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank
Hour
you.
3 is on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Help.